The U.S. figure skating community held a vigil in Colorado Springs last night to mourn the deaths of 28 young athletes, coaches, and family members who died in the American Airlines plane crash last week. Former Winter Olympian Christy Call said this tragedy will shape the next generation of figure skaters.
I think these little kids are going to be better friends and better colleagues, and they're going to be pushing for each other to be as great as they can be.
Call said this tragedy brought back the same gut-wrenching pain she felt in 1961 when a plane crash in Europe killed the entire U.S. figure skating team. The U.S. Senate confirmed Coloradan Chris Wright late yesterday as the next Secretary of Energy. Wright founded and led the Denver-based fracking company Liberty Energy. Several Democrats, including Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, voted with Republicans to confirm Wright. As Energy Secretary, he will now oversee the nation's nuclear weapons stockpile and its network of national laboratories, including one in Golden. RTD buses and trains will be free today in honor of Rosa Parks' birthday. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Lift every voice and sing.
RTD officials and leaders of Denver's Black community gathered to honor Parks, who famously refused to give up her seat on a segregated bus in 1955. Transit was weaponized then, but RTD CEO and General Manager Deborah Johnson says it's a force for good now, though she's wary of the new Trump administration.
Being here in this moment is incredibly important, but even more important in light of everything that we've endured over the past 2 weeks.
Trump has ended DEI programs at the Federal Department of Transportation, and his administration's priorities indicate less money could come to support transit in Colorado, though nothing is certain yet. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. It is now 8:06.